We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, D-Mott. D-Mott, how are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm blessed by the best. I'm excited to be on the Gospel Spotlight tonight. How are you doing, Mr. Ellison?
Hey, I am doing just fine. Just fine.
All right.
D-Mott.
Well, that's what I like to hear, my brother.
Hey, let's talk about friend. I feel like a friend already.
Well, that's because we are friends already.
Hey, all right.
Different mother, same father, man of God.
Hey, that's right. That's right. Hey, for real. Yeah.
Yes,
tell us about that single friend.
Oh, man. You know, I love talking about that song because I pastor a church in Buffalo, New York, and it's a fairly young church, but one of the things that I love about God is that he knows how to get our attention through things that we like most of the time, you know. And so I love people, you know, I'm a people person, and I've been through a lot in my life. And after I taught a sermon one particular service a couple of years ago, and I was going through some things as far as people that I grew up with. You know, when you choose God to be the head of your life, sometimes, you know, it causes you to have to move some people out of your life. So I was losing some relationships, man, with some different people, and I didn't understand it. And so after this particular sermon, I sat down and just started thinking about the validity of most relationships that I was in, you know, how ungenuine they were, and how, you know, when I didn't have, no one was around. And even when you sin, brother, you know, sometimes you sin and then people don't like what you do and they just forget you and leave you by yourself. And so, you know, I just started thinking that God was really my only friend, you know, married with six children, beautiful wife, beautiful family. But there's times when I let them down, you know, and there's times that, you know, they might not want to deal with me. And so, you know, I just thought, like, you know, God is really my only friend. Like, he's my only friend. He sent Christ for me, which happens to be God, with God on earth for us. And man, it just, and that's where the song came from, Mr. Ellison.
You know, I like that song. And, you know, great message. I like that groove, you know what I mean? A nice groove, and it seems like your voice just fits that groove, man.
Wow. Well, thank God for the rumor, man. it's one of the, you know, I love the song myself. You know, if you ask me what song off of the album I love the most, man, I would probably say it had to be Friend, because Friend, you know, it was birthed out of a place of me just really feeling isolated and lonely. And feeling feeling like really God is my only friend. And, you know, I'm a musician. I play drums. I started playing guitar when I was a little boy. But, you know, in my playing drums and just all of my my times where I was doing music, I just love music. You know, I played a lot of different music. I played different genres, rather. I played R&B, hip-hop, bluegrass. I've done some symphony, you know, orchestra. I just, man, I love music. And so really that song was birthed out of an R&B feel, but if you listen to the production of it, you know, I think I kind of represented a lot of different genres in the song. So I'm just, you know, I'm grateful, man, that you love the song.
Definitely. Mind-blowing is a little different. Let's talk about that.
Mind-blowing. More 90s. I would say that's kind of more like a 90s feel, New Jack feel.
Mm-hmm.
But that song, you know, every song on the album kind of just came to me from experience. And so just thinking about some of the things that God has done for me and allowed me to escape, you know, God is just is truly mind-blowing. And so, you know, we kind of put, we added the Roger Troutman sound to it, you know, just to kind of give it a better feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a song. I love that song as well, man. So that's pretty much the story behind Mind Blowing. God blew my mind, and he continues to do so, like, every day.
Definitely. The song,
yes, sir.
God is the Way. You mentioned writing from experiences. Let's talk about God is the Way.
Personal testimony. You know, played sports, did a lot of, you know, things that I was fortunate. I was good in sports, man. I was awarded a scholarship in college to play basketball. And, you know, when you in high school and you live in the inner city and you're good at a sport, you know, you attract a lot of the wrong people. So being raised in the church, grandfather, grandmother, father, all pastors, you know, I was kind of, I was led to the streets, you know, and so I kind of chose that a little bit. And so really, God is the Way tells that story. And honestly, you know, that song was brought to life, man. A friend of mine is a filmmaker. His name is Parrish Smith, and he actually did a film called The Scroll. T.D. Jakes is in it, Marvin Sapp, Wes Morgan, Hezekiah Walker, Reverend Al Sharpton, you know, just even Noel Jones. It's a documentary. Yeah, and so that song was actually put together for the soundtrack for The Scroll. And so when I, you know, I guess other people were submitting songs, but when I submitted that song for Parrish, you know, he emailed me about 3 a.m. says, you know, D, we made a decision. This song is The Scroll, you know, so it's the only song on the soundtrack. So that's really, you know, personal testimony.
The album, Romancing in the Gray. Tell us about that. Why Romancing in the Gray? What do you mean?
Well, first of all, you know, God is the author of love, man. You know, and what's interesting to me is that people in the church, we talk about love, but we talk about it from a standpoint of like loving our neighbor. But if we're the bride of Christ, man, like that involves some romance. And so as I was putting the album together, the name of the album came first. And so one day a friend of mine is looking at his television. We're on the phone and he paid his cable bill, but he couldn't see anything but the snow. And so he was frustrated because he couldn't see anything but the gray snow. And so he's like, man, I paid my bill. I don't know what's going on. Man, this is crazy. Like, all I see is, you know, gray. We laughed about it. But then when I got off the phone with him, I started thinking about, you know, life is gray. You know, we like to, as believers, we like to put God in categories. It's either black or it's white. But, you know, life is gray. And we don't know what's going to happen from day to day. But all God wants us to do is to trust him and to love him enough to have faith. And so if we're the bride of Christ, that involves romance, man. God is the author of romance. And so in a relationship, you stick around in a relationship because of the love that the relationship brings you, which the fire in relationship, in my opinion, is the romance, man. That keeps the fire going. And so what happens is, I believe personally that God wants us to understand that he is the great romantic. If we're the bride of Christ, then there has to be a level of romance in our relationship. And so trusting God in the gray, romance, loving God, faith, synonymous to being close to God in a oneness, a love, a personal relationship, gray, the areas of life that we're uncertain about. And so when I thought about that, I'm like, man, this is a great concept, romance in the gray. Love God when you don't know what's going to happen. Love God when you expect good things. Love God when bad things happen. And that's really it. That's where the album title, Romance in the Gray, comes from.
It's our guest, D. Mott. I noticed, D, you go up-tempo with us with Thank You, Ask It. Tell us about that. Tell us about that.
I'm a quartet boy. Okay. My dad was a quartet group. Excuse me. My dad was a quartet singer, man. Mm-hmm. He traveled the country. The group was called the New Souls of Solomon, and he took me with him a lot when I was a little boy. And I can't get away from quartet if I wanted to. I'm really a quartet guy. I love it. I love to hear it. Love to see people sing it. And so that song was written by Albert Bob Robinson from Washington, D.C., from the name of the group was the Prodigal Son. And so that was my father's godfather, and I love the song. I did it a little different from how he originally wrote it and produced it, but that's where that song came from. We just added some production to it.
If you don't mind, I'm going to get away from the album and the music for a bit because I know that you play ball, you know.
Yes, sir.
So I want to talk about Golden State. What do you think about Golden State?
You know, I'm a Golden State fan only because I know basketball. They are a great team. And so when you have a great team, it's hard to beat a great team. I'm really, from the standpoint of just ability, I love LeBron's ability, Cleveland. There's some other players in the league that can really play. Cleveland has a good team too, but Golden State, man, is just, I mean, it's one guy out there playing different positions. You know, they listen to their coach, even with their head coach being down and out. I mean, they're still winning with the assistant, man. It's just, I mean, what they're doing right now, man, is just, it reminds me of what the Boston Celtics and the Lakers were doing in the early 80s. I mean, you know, they look like if they keep this team together, then, you know, they'll be winning some titles to come. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. You know, I love sports too as well. And Steph Curry is, I've never seen anybody who can shoot off the dribble like that. You know, Reggie was good, you know, creating his shots, running around, shooting off the dribble. But, man, I've never seen, I mean, to shoot three-pointers like that off the dribble, I've never seen anybody do anything like that. What's your take on that?
No, I agree with you, man. I think that guy is just, man, he's phenomenal because not only can he shoot off the dribble, not only can he shoot coming off of a screen or, you know, even the screen, like screening the screener. But, you know, this guy's handle is just, it's remarkable. I mean, it's like he's a point guard, a shooting guard, and all in one. And I'm going to tell you, what I love the most about Steph Curry is, like, he's so under control. I mean, even when he takes an off-balance shot, you know, most of the time they still go in. I mean, the guy is prepared. You know what I mean? He's just prepared.
Definitely.
You know, of course, with his dad played in the league, and he was always at the Charlotte games, and, you know, but, you know, that don't mean anything. It's a lot of guys played in the league that, you know, sons aren't playing. I mean, the guy is just a student of the game. He's prepared. And when you're prepared and you love it, these are the results.
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
Super Bowl's coming up. You got a pick?
Yeah. Nah, I'm mad, man. My Bills, you know, Buffalo hasn't been to the Super Bowl in 16 years.
Hey.
I mean, excuse me, not the Super Bowl playoff.
Yeah.
And, you know, we done been to the Super Bowl four times with no win. So
right.
I'm a little salty right now with the NFL.
Well, I think you're going to be okay. You got my homeboy up there at quarterback, and he's pretty good, Tyrod.
Yeah, Tyrod. He's from that area, huh?
Yeah, he is. Definitely.
Yeah, I like Tyrod. He's real poised. You know, he's a poised guy, but I think we gotta get him some help up here, man. We gotta start spending some money on the offensive line.
Right.
You know, if we can do that, man, and protect him.
Yeah, because you got Tyrod, you got Sammy Watkins, okay. You've got I'm thinking about your running back now.
We got a couple running backs, but,
so
you need
that line and I think you'll be okay and get that defense solidified. I think he makes some noise next year.
Yeah, I think the defense was a good defense. Rex came in and you know, he wanted the respect of the guys, so he, you know, he took them out of their comfort zone. But, you know, I think they still should have done a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But you should probably give Rex a call, man, because you sound like you know what you're talking about. Go ahead and give him a call, man. Tell him I sent you.
Hey, I appreciate that. Hey, our guest is DeMont, and I love sports, and I don't usually get a chance to talk that much about sports, you know, with artists, but I'm glad that
we just talked all night about sports.
Hey, oh, man.
I hang up this phone.
Hey.
I hang up this phone with you. And so all I'm going to hear is da-da-da.
Da-da-da.
So be ESPN. ESPN all night. My wife hate it. My children hate it. But I'd rather watch that, man, than be looking at some of this other crap on TV.
Hey, for real. For real. Finally, D-Mark. Let's get your music in the hands of folks. Where can they pick up your music?
Okay, you can get my music on iTunes. You can get it on Amazon, Google Player, and iHeartRadio. The name of the album is Romance in the Gray, and the artist, myself, D-apostrophe-M-O-T-T. That's D-Mock. Also, here's some of my stuff on YouTube. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Vimeo. And trying to think, where else can you hear? Yeah, maybe like Spotify, other places like that, social media stores.
D-Mont, our guest, folks, pick up his music. D-Mont's got that smooth jazz gospel type thing flowing for him, and I think you're gonna enjoy it. I have enjoyed it myself. D-Mont,
bless you, man.
Bless you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
God bless you, man.
God bless you. D-Mark, our guest. And don't forget, as he said, the album, Romancing in the Gray, the single, Friend, pick it up. D-Mark.